This is a short guide to completing the patient questionnaire. The patient questionnaire will come back to me as a word attachment, so please type in the boxes. We'll have about an hour for our first consultation, but if you already have your answers done out in type, then it makes the time really a lot more productive and a lot more beneficial for you. Think about writing in point form rather than writing in wrong sort of Russian novel narrative form. A big point in the consultation is to be able to obtain clarity, to see the wood for the trees. And so we want to get our perspective, and we don't want to get sort of bogged down in too much detail, but at the same time, we want to get all the points in. Please fill in your initials only and your date of birth and the time and date of your appointment. That's all you need to fill in terms of identification. As a precaution, when you're filling in the questionnaire, don't put in any surnames or identifiable details about any individuals, just in case your questionnaire got hacked. So the first question I'd like to ask is, when did you last feel really well? Fairly short answer, after I had my second baby, age 33. Just whatever the situation is, or for some people, they may never have felt really well. That'll be fine. They might say, look, I've struggled from childhood. And other people might say, look, I'm only bad for 2 weeks of the month. Then after that, it's the main problems which you're experiencing from day to day. Don't include past history in this, please. Just what you're experiencing from day to day. There's another section for past history. We'll leave the past history in that section. But just say what is going on. An example, you might say, one, severe fatigue, wake up tired every morning, even after 10 hours sleep, takes 2 hours before I wake up, only have energy for 3 or 4 hours. By 1 o'clock, I'm tired for the rest of the day. Then number two might be brain fog, difficulty remembering what I did yesterday, even though I have a master's degree. Number three might be alternating constipation and diarrhea or bloating. Number four, aches and pains. Just nice and fairly succinct, because we'll be able to embellish that in the consultation, but we need a good skeleton for our consultation. Past medical history. What I'm trying to do here is construct a timeline so that I have both a standard medical history and a functional medicine history. So when we're in the consultation, I won't begin with the presenting problems, e.g. the fatigue or the brain fog, until I've totally grasped your past medical history, because I always start with that. It's kind of the wrong way around in medicine. Usually start with why are you here and then what's your background. I start with what's your background. So put in the age at which something happened and maybe the year, especially if when you were 24 in 2 different years, something happened, maybe a difficult delivery, and then later on the next year, but still 24, you had postnatal depression, something like that. So you might put in age 3, 1973, onset of childhood eczema. Age 7, tonsils removed. Age 12 to 14, increasing anxiety. Age 21, beginning of PMS, which has continued to date. And then you might put in, you know, if you had an appendix. Or age 30, doctor diagnosed me as hypothyroid, or diagnosed with high blood pressure, whatever it is. What I really want is not to miss any of the medical diagnosis, but at the same time, I don't want to miss any point at which things went kind of pear-shaped on you. And I want to identify that point at which things went bad. Family history tells a little bit about what the genes do in your family. So do mention everyone. E.g., mother, age 64, rheumatoid arthritis diagnosed age 32. Well-controlled, good quality of life, maturity-onset diabetes, aged 46, father, age 66, anxious, irritable bowel syndrome, alcohol dependency, prone to depression, 4 brothers, 3 sisters, 1 sister, 56, hypothyroidism, 1 sister, age 54, prone to depression and anxiety. Just briefly, each person's age and their health. I meet a lot of families where nobody has... There's no brothers and sisters until I start asking about them in the consultation. The next section is social history. It's really about, more or less, confidentially, are you happy at home and happy at work? Any big issues either place? maybe a child with special needs, maybe a husband or a wife that's a kind of a difficult soul, whatever it is. Or you might wish to mention stuff like, look, I think I'm a bit heavy on the booze or whatever it is. Now, medicines and allergies. So in the medicine section, just say the medicine, e.g. we'll say thyroxin 100 micrograms once daily. So it's the name of the med, how often the dose and how often you take it. You know, multivitamin brand X, I take one or two a day. Coenzyme Q10, 400 milligrams once a day. Next section is on allergies. The first more formal question is, are you allergic to any drugs or medicines? So yes or no, name the drug. Maybe describe briefly the reaction, you know, penicillin, had a rash. Then also you can mention any serious food allergies. But after that, it could be that you've never been diagnosed as allergic to certain foods, but certain foods cause a problem. Just write it down. And I also say to people, if there's anything you find happens consistently, but you've been told, look, oh, it doesn't really matter, just mention it anyhow, in case somehow it provides light on something else. In the section about anything else I should know about you, and I remember I'm including a lot of possibilities that hopefully won't happen in the life of any one single person. You might just say, look, shortly after my father died, my hubby had an affair and the trust between us has gone wrong or whatever. But it's just basically to know a little bit about you, and then we can work on all the details in the consultation. The history intake questionnaire provides a skeleton around which you and I can put flesh in the consultation, but at least it means we have all the basic information then that we can go on to work on it.